It's a far too typical scene. You return from a weekend camping trip or outing, and late in the evening, under that layer of dirt, you find a rash. Chances are you're one of the millions of Americans who are affected by poisonous plants each year. Almost all of us have heard leaflets 3, let it be. Despite training to identify them on site and efforts to avoid them, we have all stumbled through a patch of poison ivy, poison oak, poison sumac, or one of several other plants that can cause an uncomfortable itch, a rash, and perhaps blisters. Few can escape the effects of urushi oil, an oil in poison ivy, poison oak, and poison sumac that is the principal cause of the rash. And if that's not bad enough, the plants grow in all 48 of the continental United States. As with many things, avoidance is the best action. Take a careful look where you camp or picnic, and be sure to point out the plants to those who are not familiar with them. If you've walked through the plants, avoid contact with your shoes and pants, as the oil can rub off materials and onto you. Don't use wood with hairy vines attached in campfires. Smoke from these plants can spread the oil and even create rashes in airways and the eyes. If you think you've been exposed, you have a limited time to wash off the oil before it affects you. Use soap and water or a specially designed product like Zanfil, Ivy Wash, or Technu. If you're not successful, a rash can develop whenever you've come in contact with it. But the good news is, the rash isn't contagious and can't be spread by the oozing of a blister. Both a hydrocortisone cream and calamine lotion work well in reducing the itching, as does cool water or even a swim. Antihistamine creams or lotions are not recommended, but oral antihistamines like Benadryl may help ease itchiness. Scouts and scouters should seek medical attention if the rash covers more than 10% of the body, if signs of an infection appear, or if the rash gets into the eyes. You can find more tips and resources on this topic and other safety moments on the Scouting Safely website.